very, very blessed Friday morning. We made it through the whole week with our goals and our dreams and our inspirations. And you should be very, very proud and very, very thankful of that. You should always have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. No better song to begin with on this beautiful Friday morning than The Blessing by Cody Carnes and Carrie Job.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
As we go into the weekend, we're still trying to find the place that God wants us to be. Not so much physically, but mentally and spiritually and emotionally. But if you have faith and you pray and you have a conversation with God each day, you will find, as Michael W. Smith sings, place in this world.
Standing still, a life of pages waiting to be filled, a heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams, but this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason wrong. My place in this world. vision that I can call my own. Show me, I'm looking for a reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this
you're in the valley and one aspect of your life that is not as well as it should be or could be, God understands your tears. Tears are just another form of a prayer. And when you cry, God cries as well. Please join with these beautiful words by the Gaither Vocal Band on When I Cry.
Making a list of all of the good things you've done for me. Lord, I've never been one to complain, but right now I'm lost and I can't find my way. My world's come apart and it's breaking my heart, but it helps to know that your heart is breaking too. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. Alone in the dark, facing my hands, crying out to you. Lord, there's never been a time in my life where there's so much at stake, so much to lose. But I trust it to you, 'cause you'll bring me through. And it helps me to know that I'm not alone. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry.
I wanted to remind you that this coming Sunday, September the 22nd, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at the Barnes & Noble on Haddonfield Road, we are having a pre-Rosh Hashanah celebration, a family celebration with Rosh Hashanah songs and stories and fun. You don't have to be Jewish. You could be any tradition, any religion, any background to join us to bring in the new year and learn all about Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. It's at 3 o'clock on at Barnes & Noble in Cherry Hill. Please join and bring your family. It's for the whole family, young and and not so young. I look forward to seeing you then. If you have any questions, please contact me. I'm very easy to find on social media. Just Google my name, Skaborsky, B as in boy, O-R-S-K-Y, and I will be there for you. You know that God is also always, always there for you, and God has a plan each and every day of our lives. Join with these wonderful words by the late, great Chadwick Boseman. God has a plan for you.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job.
No matter where you are this weekend, it is so important to be with the ones that you love and the ones that love you, because they are with you through thick and thin, good and bad, valleys and the hills. No better song about that is Stephen Curtis Chapman's I Will Be There.
Tomorrow morning if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear, 'cause I will be here. I will be here. When you feel like being quiet, when you need to speak your mind, I will listen and I will be here. When the laughter turns to crying, through the winning, losing and trying, we'll be together, 'cause I will be here. Tomorrow morning if you wake up and the future is unclear, I will be here. just as sure as the seasons were made for change. Our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here. And I will be here so you can cry on my shoulder when the mirror tells us we're older. I will hold you, and I will be here to watch you grow in beauty and tell you all the things you mean to me. I will be here. Oh, I will be true to the promise I have made to you and to the one who gave you to me. Oh, oh, oh. I will be here. And just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here. We'll be together. Oh yes, we will. I will be here. I will be here.
I hope a lot of your dreams have come true this week. And if not, just keep the faith, have prayer. And after all, what is prayer? It's just a fancy word of a conversation with God, so we can always acknowledge, as C.C. Winans sings so beautifully, the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am
please remember, how do we bring God into our daily actions, our words? It is so very important to put God first in everything we do and everything we say. And that's the way God's hands can be on all of our daily actions. In other words, as Dan Bremnes sings, fingerprints of God.
Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that we are not alone. When you see love, leave them on. Healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary. No, it's the fingerprints of God. It's written in the way the stars break up the night. The proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle. When you see love, leave them on. Healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. God. Open your eyes to the signs all around you. Hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies it. The more you seek, the more you find that love, healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary. No, it's the fingerprints of God. We're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
There is no correct way to pray. There is no right. There is no wrong. There is no time. There is no place. God is everywhere, and therefore we can pray anywhere. And God understands every language, even tears, even the silent meditations of our own hearts. We often call that the still small voice. So pray. Pray again is just a word that means a conversation with God. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Join with Billy Graham on his words, how to pray.
You don't have to kneel down every time you pray. I have a daughter that thinks you have to kneel down to pray. And she gets up every morning real early and prays 2 hours before the children get up, but on her knees. And if you felt her knees, they're like leather. And the doctors already said she's getting arthritis from it. And I told her, I said, you don't have to do that. I said, you can pray all the time everywhere as she does. But she feels that God has called her to that ministry of prayer and study of the scriptures on her knees every morning. But you can pray all the time. Even while I preach like this, like I'm doing now, I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, help me to say the right thing. Help me to say the thing that will help somebody that is here tonight that needs this message, because this message is for somebody here tonight, for many people here tonight that need it.
Did you give thanks to God yet for waking you up this morning, for allowing you to fulfill your given purpose and given mission and bring blessings to others? If you haven't yet, look up and say, thank you, God. I know that was you who woke me up on this very blessed Friday. Joining with Lauren Daigle on her Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions. Will anybody stay? Yeah. It's been a hard year. So many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone. So long. Alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me out in your hands. I've started breathing, the weight is lifted. Here with you it's easy, my head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Would probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me held in your hand.
So important to hold on to the faith of God, to hold on to the promises of God. You know, the promises that God made for our ancestors thousands of years ago are the same promises that God makes for us today and the generations that come after us. Always, as Katie Nicole sings, hold on.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who said, hold on just a little bit longer.
Let hope arise as you're lifting up my name.
your promise, it still stands. It's chasing after me. The rainbow through storm clouds is how I'm gonna see that there is a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay.
You know, laughter is the best medicine. It says in Proverbs, laughter is a gift from God, a blessing from God. So laugh as often as you can. One of the funniest folks that I know is Modi Rosenfeld. Look him up on YouTube or on social media. Modi, M-O-D-I Rosenfeld, a funny, funny man. Here's one of my favorite skits of his called A Guy Went to His Rabbi.
I'm going to start the show by telling you a story about a guy that goes to his rabbi and says, Rabbi, you never believe what happened to me. My son left the house and became a Christian. The rabbi said, shh. Never believe what happened to me. My son left the house too and became a Christian. So what do? We pray to God. They prayed to God and God said, you never believe what happened to me.
It is a new day, certainly going into a weekend and followed by a new week. There's always something new. God gives us our daily bread each and every day, our manna from heaven to let us know that each and every day is new. Each and every day is the opportunity for new mercy, grace, and the blessings, of course. Join with Danny Gokey on his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive.
Everything's new today and every single day. Love hasn't given up on you. Love hasn't given up on you.
Where God wants you today, you're given purpose, that's okay. Just keep praying. Just keep having the conversation, because you don't have to know each day where you are meant to be. But do you know who does know? God knows. And that is what's important. Join with Dolly Parton and for King and Country on their God Only Knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep. Too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. 'Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. But somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows.
There's a kind of love that God only knows.
If you think your problems are too big, friends, let me tell you, you don't know how big our God is. If you say, no, God can't, please read the scriptures and look throughout history to know that as Cain sings, yes, he can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
Wherever you're going on this beautiful weekend, whether it's a day trip, whether you're at home, whether you still have to work on the weekend, no matter whether you're going shopping or out with your children, wherever you may be, please know that God is Emmanuel. God is everywhere, so you can pray wherever you are. And that certainly is a blessing to us and all those that you come into contact with. Join with Brandon Lake on his Praise You Anywhere.
Praise you anywhere.
Praise, give him praise, give him praise.
Don't forget this weekend, today, and any day, count your blessings one by one. See the wonders that God has done. And if you count your blessings big and small each day, at the end of each day, you will certainly realize how very, very blessed you are. Join with Seth Schluter on his wonderful Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. You've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. No, and I can't count that high. Seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings. I'll find. free up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. Oh, do you die?
And on that, don't forget to join me this Sunday on this station at 7:30 for a dialogue of inspiration and religion. I look forward to being with you on Sunday morning at 7:30. And on that, as we always say, pray more, worry less.